And I do work for RTI Health Solutions, which is a business unit of RTI International. We're a nonprofit headquartered in Raleigh, North Carolina. And this talk is not so much about how to perform a data linkage or even the statistics behind data linkage, but more of how you can use them to improve the quality of cancer registry and study data. First off, I have no financial relationships to disclose. Well, really no relationships to disclose at all. So the purpose of this presentation is to provide a brief background, very brief, on state cancer registries and data linkages in general, as well as then the heart of it is to describe reasons for using data linkages, evaluating the effectiveness of cancer control and prevention programs, improving the quality of cancer registry data, as well as for research purposes. And I'm going to try to, I've included some real-world examples from my time. I was at the California Cancer Registry for 7 years before coming to RTI. So a little bit of the work in California as well as the work in at RTI. So a quick background on cancer registries in the U.S., and every state in the U.S. has a central cancer registry. Cancer reporting to state registries is mandatory, and one main goal of population-based cancer registries in the U.S. is to collect complete, timely, and high-quality data for cancer control and research efforts. And as you'll see from later examples, using data linkages can help improve the timeliness of the data and the quality. Quick background on data linkages. In the basic sense, a data linkage is just a way to determine if persons in one database also reside in a second database, whatever those two databases may be. In general, there are just two types of data linkages. Deterministic was also called rules-based linkages. They require exact matches to establish a variable agreement. The strength is they take less time and they're less labor-intensive than probabilistic linkages. A weakness is they require accurate discriminating variables. For example, if you've got Social Security number as a variable, if it's off by only one digit between the two, it won't match. Whereas in probabilistic linkages, it uses underlying statistical methods to identify possible matches. This is much more effective than deterministic linkages when your variables, you're not sure if some are missing or incorrect, but can be very labor intensive to review possible matches and requires somewhat specialized technical expertise to implement, as well as often expensive software. However, CDC does offer a program called Link Plus for free to download from their website. It's a probabilistic linkage software program. It's very effective. I've used it and very easy to use. So getting to the meat of it, why data linkages are effective or useful. The first is evaluating the effectiveness of cancer control and prevention programs. For example, you can link data from a cancer control and prevention program to a cancer registry to assist in evaluating the effectiveness of the program. As an example, I did a study linking data from California's BCCP, the Breast and Cervical Cancer Control Program, to the California Cancer Registry database. We would link this on a regular basis, but at one point we decided to use the results of this to determine if women participating in the screening program for underserved women were then being diagnosed with breast cancers at a similar stage to the rest of California, so non-participants. And in this case, non-participants are actually women who you would anticipate get screened on a more regular basis than underserved women, and are diagnosed at an earlier stage of breast cancer. So if the program is being successful, women in the program would then start to be diagnosed at earlier stages. So since I had information from both databases by linking them together, women who got screened then were subsequently diagnosed with breast cancer, I was able to look at it in two different ways. How was the program being used in terms of mammograms? And I found it was being used in two distinct ways. Women who were, their doctors suspected had breast cancer, or they suspected themselves had breast cancer, went and got screened for free, and it was more of a confirmatory mammogram. These women were diagnosed at a later stage. However, there were also women who were getting screened on a regular basis through the program. And the next slide are just some results from the study. So when you look at the top here, and you look at women who were screened through the program, they overall were more likely, significantly more likely, to be diagnosed at a later stage versus the rest of California, which is not really what you wanted to see. It means the program wasn't really working as intended. However, because I had information on when they had their mammogram versus when they were diagnosed, I was able to split it based on the diagnosis versus when they were screened, and found that it was all being driven by women here who came in for that confirming mammogram. They were diagnosed between 0 and 1 month after being screened, so screened and right away diagnosed. And there are substantially higher rate of late-stage breast cancer. However, if you look on the far right here, women who had a regular mammogram, they're being diagnosed at the same rate of early stage and late stage as the rest of California. So that shows that the program was actually effective for this subset of women in catching breast cancers at an earlier stage. So moving on for another use for data linkage is improving the quality of cancer registry data. Since NCI is in the audience, oh my goodness, 5 minutes? Wow. State cancer registries are often graded on how complete, accurate, and current their data are. For example, registries that are part of the SEER registry, they have criteria for how good their follow-up data is, their date of last contact. And linking with other sources can improve this date of last contact, and I'll show you on the next slide. And as well, having accurate vital status and date of last contact are essential for survival analysis and mortality rates. And also, linking against your own database is useful for removing duplicate cases. So a study performed in October 2004, I analyzed the effect of data linkages improving the date of last contact for the Cancer Registry of Greater California SEER region, which is basically the rest of California besides LA and San Francisco regions. So I linked to a variety of sources. Voter registration is a very good one in presidential years. You're assuming that if someone voted, they were alive at the time. Not always the case. And so you can update, this person was alive as of, you know, the first Tuesday of November of this year. So the study included cases diagnosed in 2000 and 2001 with a date of last contact into 2003. And remember, this is 2004. So SEER required that cases diagnosed that year had a date of last contact of whether they're known to be alive or dead into 2003. Before I did the linkages, only 88% of the cases diagnosed in those years contain a date of last contact into 2003, which was an unacceptable rate. After, you know, just 18 days later, after doing the variety of linkages, the date of last contact increased to an acceptable rate of 95%. So now they were in line with what SEER was requesting just by doing these internal linkages that, you know, were very easy to do. Tracking outcomes in cohorts is another use. Can link a study cohort to one or more state cancer registries to determine whether cohort members have been diagnosed with cancer. There's an increased interest in analyzing the association between the environment and cancer, such as with the World Trade Center disaster, and in my home state of North Carolina, Camp Lejeune, suspected carcinogenic water. Tracking these persons to determine if they at a later date were diagnosed with cancer by linking with a variety of state cancer registries. can also link different types of registries to a cancer registry to determine burden, such as HIV AIDS registries, organ transplant registries. Questions such as, has the incidence of Kaposi sarcoma and NHL decreased over time in HIV positive populations? The San Francisco AIDS registry linked to the cancer registry to determine that and has a paper out right now on that. There's a theory that people that have undergone transplant have a higher incidence of solid organ tumors. You can look into that. Patients receiving AIDS medications, they have a better outcome after diagnosis. Just a variety of topics you can look into. And finally, post-marketing drug safety studies, which is what I work on right now with RTI. Pharmaceutical companies now are required sometimes by the FDA to track the safety of new medications by more active means than just people reporting a spontaneous event. By linking a cohort of medication users to state cancer registries, you can determine the incidence of cancer among the cohort and make sure it's not higher than expected. For example, we just linked a cohort of medication users to 27 state cancer registries to look for a rare type of cancer. The results of the linkages can be used to identify cases where follow-up is required for safety reasons, should there be a higher incidence than you'd anticipate. And the study I'm referring to, we're doing this for 12 years and hope to have 40 cancer registries on board next year. And they all used a standard algorithm that I created in Link Plus. So they all did the linkage themselves using against our database using a standard linkage algorithm. So it's a show that you can, it's a good novel use of state cancer registries. In conclusion, data linkages can be useful for the following, and I know I'm out of time, and it's just basically what I've gone over. And there's my contact information should anybody have any questions. Thank you.